This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is that time of year again, the first Saturday in May, and it is time for our Triple Crown series shows to return to WGR Sports Radio 550 as we are broadcasting live from inside the Park Place Room here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel in rainy Batavia, New York. That's unfortunately what the weather is across Western New York. In fact, it's like raining across the whole east of the United States here as we welcome you in here to another edition of our Triple Crown series show. Brian Colzio with you. Thanks for being with us here back for I don't know how many years it is, but we're happy to be with you here. The Kentucky Derby party full swing and going here at Batavia Downs Gaming, and we're looking forward to being with you for the next 3 hours from 2 till 5 p.m. right here on WGR. Of course, we're going to talk a lot about the Kentucky Derby along the way. Ryan Hasenauer, the director of marketing here from Batavia Downs, is going to join us in just one moment. Ryan will be joining us each hour to give you a little thoughts on what's happening here, how you can wager on the race today, as well as his thoughts and his picks. We'll break down the horse in our second hour, horses in our second hour, as we always do, and then get his predictions and picks coming up in hour number three. Also, we'll have Sal Capaccio, of course, Bills beat reporter, part of WGR, at 3 o'clock. Little reflection on the Bills draft. And also, Sal serves as the MC for Micah Hyde's annual charity softball game, which is tomorrow at Salem Field downtown. So hopefully the weather will cooperate. Sal's going to give you a little preview if you want to go to that event tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, rather, and then, of course, a lot of the Bills. And then Paul Hamilton at 4 o'clock. The Amerks have advanced to round two. The NHL playoffs, lot, and the World Championship is starting next week with some Sabre connections. So,
oh, nice.
Sal at 3, Paul at 4. And there's Ryan Hasenauer.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ryan.
Dude, the 6 race just ended. It came in 7-1-6.
Wow.
Oh, I should have bet the trifecta. Should have bet the trifecta there, 7-1-6. Ah.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You were telling me, is this year 20 we've been doing these shows?
I thought so, but then I remembered I didn't work here 20 years ago, so that couldn't be possible.
So how many years? I think it's closing in on 20?
Every year we're closing in. I think it's 13 now. I think it's 13 years because I took over as director of marketing in 2010, and I want to say we did it within a year or two of me taking over. So that's probably about 13, 14 years ago. I'll have to go through the Twitter archive. Sometimes it's tough to go back that far and find old tweets because Twitter wasn't even like a thing back then.
Yes.
Twitter's not even Twitter now. So, you know, trying to find those old X posts and see maybe when we first kind of said, oh, because there's a lot of old, back when Odyssey was Entercom.
Yes.
And there's a lot of former people that don't work for the station anymore that were filling in on the weekends. They were like the weekend crew coming through. You know, Dan Cave, of course, joined us many, many years in a row.
And, yes.
So, yeah, a lot of memory lane there.
Yes. Speaking of Dan Cave, I was going to mention this, so I'm glad you brought him up. Dan, Ryan and I, our thoughts are with you here today. I know, unfortunately, this week his father passed away, and I know today he's got some family things going on. Dan and I did the show for a decade or more together,
sure,
all the Triple Crown shows. So, Dan, our thoughts are with you, and sorry again about your passing of your father, but I always think about Dan on a day like today because we did the show together for so many years, and he as I am, just excited about our little lunch order, our great our great juice glass that you brought me here. This is year 151. It says here on the juice glass. I'll pick up. I'll tweet out a picture of our juice glass here.
Sure, sure.
I have had many, many morning orange juices with I've got about five of these cups here from the last 5 years. At some point, they wear off, and then my wife recycles them. I'm like, what happened to year 146? And she's like, Brian, it was cracked, and all the paint was coming off. And I'm like, yeah, but those are so great. Anyway, they get a ton of use in my house, in Nicole's little household.
Because I've got some on my shelf from 12 years ago, and they don't have a speck of dust. They got some dust on them, let's be honest. But they have all the graphics, but you're using them and washing them.
It's been going through the dishwasher so many times over and over and over again. So I'm excited to add another one to our collection today. But yes, Dan, anyway, thoughts are with you, and I'll be in touch shortly. But yeah, we've been doing shows here for a long, long time and excited to be back here for another year. The first of the three, we'll be back here in 2 weeks again for the Preakness, right?
Yes, for the Preakness with the tacos and tequila party. Tickets still available on bataviaconcerts.com. A certain Hall of Famer, I was told, could be joining us as well that day.
Sweet.
You'll see Thurman around these parts shaking hands.
So, and then 3 weeks from then, the Belmont, which will be at Saratoga.
Yes.
Not too far down the thruway from here again.
Right, nice easy trip for you if you do want to make the drive. But if you can't drive there, just come here and enjoy the Bourbon Fest, which is that day as well. And again, tickets on BataviaConcerts.com. And, you know, you mentioned this glass, Brian. We got those glasses and those T-shirts at every OTB branch. We open up at 10:30 this morning. There's drawings going on at the Whirly branch, over at the Clinton branch, up there in Tonawanda at the River Road branch. A lot of our easy bets. You can check out westernotb.com/locations for the place near you that's taking those wagers. And it's packed in here in the Park Place room. We got the half chicken barbecue with our friends from Center Street. We're eagerly anticipating, of course, the big gala upstairs later today. Sold out. But I will tell you this, we had a little block of tickets open up, and I'm going to have them available at the store. So if you happen to be coming out to Batavia Downs, dress up and then heading upstairs for the Derby gala. It's going to be a great time.
The WGR promotions team is here as well.
Yes, and we were commenting, this might be the first time we've seen them in a while. We're glad to have them back. It's awesome.
Yeah, so come on over to Park Place room and you can spin the prize wheel, get some sweet WGR swag and gear and,
pens, hats. We got some Forever Always Chapstick, I think. They got that. And then
I never can not walk by one of the tables, you know, the prize giveaway tables.
Yes.
That people go, well, I love the chapstick. I always grab one.
Because
it's always in one pocket and not the other, and then one that, it went through the washer. I'm like, all right. But I always like having one of those along the way. But, we're really happy to be here. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs, Brian Colziel here from WGR, and we're with you till 5 p.m. So, Ryan, in the second hour, as he normally does, we'll go through horse by horse by horse by horse and give you a little nugget, a couple of little news and notes on each of the horses. So if you want to make a wager today and you're wondering like, okay, tell me a good story on why I should bet this horse or what's a fun little anecdote about each one of these or who's got a lineage connection to somebody that I may have won money on in the past.
Right,
Ryan's going to give you all that. And then third hour, he'll be back with his official picks. But storyline here for 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. What are some of the headlines that that you're looking at here today as you are dressed in your solid yellow suit top to bottom with the red roses and the horseshoes? If you want to see the picture, at Brian WGR. I just tweeted out a picture of Ryan dressed so well.
Yeah, this is the Derby suit with the roses. So there's three major storylines here today. It's really two, but it's basically the weather. It is pouring there. They had to delay the Oaks last night. Oaks got delayed, and that's okay. You know, the safety of all the equine athletes and the people in the grandstands, that's paramount. But yes, there is a lot of wetness out there. It is a sloppy, muddy track. And so that will factor in because we have in my notes here, I have a whole bunch of horses that have raced on muddy, they call it an off track, off tracks and have done well. Now, a lot of them are in $100,000 maiden races or $100,000 races. This is for $5 million, Brian. So it's a little bit more money than that. But there's still money. There's still horses that have it in their lineage. An interesting tidbit that I was passed by our CFO here, our acting CFO, Zach. This is the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby that all horses can trace their lineage back to Secretariat. Secretariat, wow. Of course, it's the greatest horse of all time.
Yeah.
And so he had a gazillion kids, and each one of those kids had a gazillion kids, and so on and so forth. So when you get to six iterations and generations, a lot of these horses can at least go back and trace themselves to Secretariat. And I guess whoever does the, 23andMe for these horses can trace them all back to Secretariat. So everybody's got Secretariat in their lineage here this year. But the big story besides the rain, of course, is Bobby B. Bob Baffert is back. One of his horses did scratch, the number four, Rodriguez, scratched, so that will not be joining us here today. But he still has the number one horse, mm-hmm. and that, of course, is Citizen Bull at 20-1. I'm not sure that's what he was in the morning line. Not exactly sure what it is now, but we'll probably have a live update here at some point with those live odds.
Bob Baffert is one of the faces of horse racing yes. in our lifetime,
yeah.
and just for those that maybe forget, why did he disappear for a little while, and then now he's back, and maybe give everybody the lowdown on how that all shook out.
Yeah, so if you can remember back, Medina Spirit was DQ'd back in 2021 for, who knows,
right.
it was a failed B test. You know, they test the A, they test the B, just like
something
they did
that didn't go through final checks.
Yeah,
yes.
something didn't make sense, and so he was banned in the state of Kentucky. Now Bob was racing everywhere else. He was racing in California. He was racing other places. He was not racing though in Kentucky officially.
Yes.
Now there was another trainer that was like his buddy, and there was a horse that definitely was his, and then all of a sudden he had a different trainer for the Derby, and it is what it is. But anyway, Bob is back officially. Today, or he's back officially yesterday and has been for several weeks, but this will be him back for the Derby with that number one horse, Citizen Bull. That's a pace setter horse. He's going to have to break good from the rail. We all know that. You've heard this story a million times every time we're doing it, whether it's the Derby, the Preakness, or
yeah.
the Belmont, or the Breeders' Cup, or whatever. If you've got that one post, you better break, and you better get out, because if you're going to get pinched, you might get shuffled all the way to the back, and you don't want that.
Baffert is a character.
Indeed.
And
yes.
Yes, and in the horse racing world, it's good to have personalities.
Sure.
Because the horses aren't going to last forever, so they change in and out each year at this horse race.
Right.
And it's, you obviously are going to have your legends that go on and win the Triple Crown. But as it is, college sports, they're in and out quickly. The athletes are, but it's the coaches and those personalities that get you to tune in.
Right.
Coach K forever. Jim Boeheim, if you're a Syracuse fan.
Right. Saban for Alabama.
It's Nick Saban, Alabama for football. Like, all these, For horse racing, the industry, the horses are only going to be there a short time period. So you need these personalities to give you other reasons to have connection to the sport. And Baffert's probably right at the top in terms of anybody that's involved.
100% yeah. himself. And, of course, Todd Pletcher and Dwayne Lucas for the trainers. You've got, of course, all these great jockeys. Javier Castellanos in this again this year. Mike Smith's on aboard a horse. There's all these different connections to these folks that are mainstays that are here. And yes, Bob is a polarizing figure, but I'm excited to get any attention to the sport that's exciting and fun and has people paying attention. So
is it fair to say that he is labeled as still as a villain in some capacity in the sport? Is he a trailblazer? Is he a champion? Is it all of the above, maybe?
I guess I'm going to take the easy way out, and I'm going to tell you it's all of the above, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, because to some, he's a guy that pushes the envelope. He's a guy that brings attention to the sport, and some people think that's negative. Some people say, well, it's in a positive way, too. But, you got to have characters. You got to have personalities. And, I think that's what's lacking in some leagues. They don't have a star. They don't have somebody who's, drawing it. As you said, the horses can't talk.
Right.
The horses can't do anything. And this race is only for three-year-old horses. So once this horse is done, the only time you'll see these horses again is if they're racing in four-year-old or older races, things like the Breeders' Cup Classic and things like that. It's the only time you're going to see these horses ever again. And, of course, a lot of them, like American Pharoah, who's got two kids in this race here today,
mm-hmm.
They go to the breeding shed. And then they're doing their business there. So
yes. That's obviously good for them. So
sure.
Yes. So this is the 151st edition, as we mentioned. The purse, $5 million. The distance itself is 1.25 miles. It's the middle in terms of the three distances for the Triple Crown. The Preakness being the shortest, which
right.
is in 2 weeks, and then the Belmont being the longest. Although, is it still the longest because it's Saratoga? I should wait before I say that.
Yeah, at Saratoga, I think it's going to end up being 1.25 miles as well at Saratoga.
That's right.
Year.
It was a hair shorter.
It was last year. It was a little shorter.
The long time when it's in Elmont in New York City in Queens.
It's 1.5 miles.
It's 1.5 miles.
Tested the champion for
That's
sure.
That's right. So is it Saratoga, and then is it back for next year back down in New York City for this?
I think that's my understanding, that everything's on schedule for them to go back next year, yeah.
So if you want to go to a Triple Crown race, Saratoga, for all of you listening in the Western York area, it's not too far to get to. It might be your opportunity if you're looking for a shorter road trip to get to a Triple Crown race.
Right.
That would be pretty sweet to get to.
Hope you win today, because the tickets are going to be, they're going to cost you a little bit. A couple bucks there. Last year it sold out. Their capacity is much smaller than in Belmont. They build that for the Belmont Stakes. They know how the crowd they can get on a Triple Crown day. So Saratoga's not built that way. So you can only fit so many people at Saratoga. So tickets were rare last year, and boy, were they expensive. So
the Derby itself, too, has gone beyond just the horse racing. It has become a spot where celebrities are to be seen. And we've seen, you know, Bill's there.
Oh yeah,
we've seen Josh Allen there.
Thurman's been there.
Thurman's been there. We've seen Eric Wood, who doesn't live too far from there,
right?
In Kentucky, there in Louisville, like he's obviously, you know, I'm sure going to be a part of the fun today. So, but what is lended to that is, oh, celebrities are there. They're dressed up. They're having a fun time. It has led to more people really just taking in the day to kind of make it their own party. I know you guys obviously hosting one here, but having parties across the country, even at your own house or going to a venue, it's kind of been all part of the fun of the day, which I think is maybe added to the popularity of this event.
100%. You know, I think it's one of those cultural touchstones. That's a big word.
I like the way
I've not heard that from you yet.
That's nice. Good pull.
It's one of those cultural touchstones where people are saying to themselves, what am I doing today? Oh, it's the Derby Day. Well, it's an excuse to get together and have fun. And really, what are we here for, Brian? We're here to have fun and just be with people that we love and that we care about and our friends. And so you mentioned this morning when we talked on the golf show on Tee to Green that your mother's on the board of a group that's having their first ever derby party to kind of raise funds for that organization and stuff like that. And it's a great time. Literally, just come over and watch the horse race, and we're going to sell you a ticket, and we're going to have some drinks, and we're gonna have some tchotchkes to give away, and we're going to have stuff to raffle off. And it's a great reason to have a fun party today wherever you are. I can't even tell you how many people have reached out to me over the years and continue to do so that are looking for, hey, can I get a prize, some small tchotchkes from us to give away at our derby party? And we're happy to oblige, because we know it's helping spread the word about horse racing and just get the awareness out there. So this has grown into something that we never thought. I mean, Brian and I used to do these from basically all the different branches, but then it got to the point where the Derby was so big here that I had to be here. So we wanted to make sure we were broadcasting from where, like, the biggest party was. And it's so big now, we have two parties. And if you count the one in 34 Rush, it's really three. That one's free. You just show up and watch it on the 18-foot screen in there. But here we are in the Park Place Room with two giant screen TVs, all these other smaller TVs. Everybody's having a good time, enjoying the barbecue. And, oh, man, 250-plus upstairs for the big party tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yes. So in person, thank you. I know the Lancaster Opera House board thanks you for their having Kentucky Derby party tonight. But yeah, it is cool. And you're right. I think, Ryan, big picture, that anything to help people get excited about the Kentucky Derby, obviously you and everybody here at Batavia Downs are pro, because that means more excitement about it. And then in turn, maybe they'll at some point enjoy it here at some point.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I have some very exciting news, which you put out on our social media a couple of weeks ago when it was official. Batavia Downs has been selected by New York State to host the Night of Champions. The first time we've hosted it since 2018. It is basically the harness and racing, trotters and pacers, the night of all the best New York bred horses. $100,000 purses. And so, you know, it's typically downstate at some of those other bigger tracks like Yonkers, whatever else. But
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, we've got an on-site hotel. We've got a perfectly groomed track. It's absolutely wonderful. And so they have entrusted us to host the Night of Champions again. So we're going to have ticket packages and hotel packages coming soon. It's going to be an absolutely great night to come out and enjoy in early September, September 6th, to enjoy a night of racing here with the very best that New York State has to offer. Some of these horses will be local. Some will be from downstate. They'll be from all over New York State. But what a day and what a night that'll be, because we're going to have some very large purses. Another draw for the Derby today, Brian, of course, is because everyone in America and all across the world is betting this race. Those pools are so big. So, you know, when somebody hit with, it was Rich Strike, the longest shot ever to win the Derby back in 2022, the trifecta paid $14,000 for a $2 bet. And that was because there was a couple of chalk, you know, horses that were coming in. The favorites were coming in. Back in, I want to say it was when Animal Kingdom won. It was back in 09 or 10. I want to say the Superfecta paid for a dollar. Superfecta dollar paid $250,000. So there's a lot of money to be won on this race today because you just maybe got to bet against the favorites and hope a favorite doesn't come in. Because if you've got a long shot on top, you know, it's going to pay. It's going to pay big bucks. The last 3 years, we've had double-digit odds winners. And before that, I think it was six in a row where the favorite won.
Yes.
Not even like, oh, the second-choice favorite won, and he was 7-1, so he was less than double digits. Literally the favorite won 6 years in a row. And then we went to 3 years in a row where it was not the favorite, and it was a double-digit win. So that can pay. And that's what's going to happen when we have our Night of Champions here. You're going to have big pools at Batavia Downs for those races. So looking forward to just all kinds of great things happening here.
Yeah, and it's Ryan, I'll say it. It's a testament to you and your team here because you guys know how to throw a party. And you guys know how to throw an event. And you know, I've been here and been here with friends and been here with family, and we've enjoyed the restaurants and we've stayed in the hotel, which is beautiful. We've been here for horse racing nights, and we've even had WGR nights and things like that.
We're going to bring that back, Brian. Yes. We're going to have WGR night back here at Batavia now.
I think that would be awesome. But it's beyond just necessarily placing a wager on a horse racing event here.
Sure.
There's a whole bunch of things that I know that if people are thinking about having a big time event, like it doesn't have to necessarily be involving the Kentucky Derby to have it be successful here.
Right. And we have this big room where we're in the Park Place room, 13,000 square feet. You know, a couple of days ago, all leading up to the Kentucky Derby, we couldn't get this room ready yet because we had a bunch of trade shows and we had a bunch of other smaller banquets and things, luncheons that were going on. So, you know, our team has done a great job over the years of cultivating, getting that repeat business, making people understand this is a place to have fun. It's not just the gaming floor. It's not just the racing. But all those things can kind of dovetail off of that. If you have a great event here at night, when it's all done, people can hit the gaming floor. If it's a race night, they can go watch racing, and that makes it that much more of an attractive location for people to have a good time. You know, I was talking to our new president and CEO, Byron Brown, who's going to be joining us here at some point today, and, you know, we're kind of going through all the different things that we've been doing, new things that we've been doing, and it's been great to have new input from Byron and Steve and some other folks that have joined us here at Batavia Downs in the recent months, a new perspective on things, and some of the new events we brought in. They're absolutely killing it, Brian, and it's just opening us up to a whole new, you know, world of people that want to come in and join us here at Batavia Downs. It's really not that far of a drive. You know, if you're coming from Clarence, to half an hour. I drive from Hamburg, it's 52 minutes, but, you know, it's okay. Just listen to WGR the whole way, you'll be fine.
I agree.
so it's just, it's great to hear and see all the positive feedback we've gotten over the years, and the sky's the limit. It's just going great.
And a lot of summer concerts, right?
Yes, yeah. If you come in here, of course, on every single table in here, thanks to my graphics department, we've got ads not only for the Night of Champions, but on the flip side, of course, it's the list of the summer concert series, and what a lineup we've got. Queensryche's come in there, a favorite, you know, late 80s, early 90s. We've got the Allman Betts Band that it features the kids that were the folks that were in the Allman Brothers Band. Almost Queen and Pink Floyd, two tribute acts, Almost Queen being Almost Queen. And the Pink Floyd tribute is called The Machine. They'll be here in the middle of July. We're going to have the Little River Band, which is celebrating their 50th year. And then, boy, we close out with three absolute heavyweights, Brian. We're going to welcome Lou Gramm, the voice of Foreigner, for his last concert ever. He's going to be joining us here at Batavia Downs. VIP, front row, premium, sold out. The only way to get a ticket to Lou Gramm is to sit on the lawn. And, of course, you can bring your own lawn chair. So you don't actually have to sit on the lawn. Bring your lawn chair. But Lou Gramm's going to be just killing it. He's going to play all his Foreigner hits. He's going to play some of his other stuff. Then we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be bringing in the Commodores. You know, so Easy Like Sunday Morning, Brick House, all those fun Motown classics. The Commodores will be here on August 8th. And then we close out the summer with our biggest concert ever, and that's Kansas. Kansas is going to be here. Just absolutely huge. If you told me, you know, back in 2007 when we had Lone Star and some of these other great bands that were coming through, hey, someday you guys are going to have Kansas come through, I thought, no way. No way could we ever do that. But see, when we had Three Dog Night and we had 7,000 people here, I know that we'll be able to pack them in and have them here for Kansas. Tickets are like $20. Kansas is a little bit more because they're a little bit more of an in-demand band. Mm-hmm. But most of these tickets can be had for the lawn for $20. You get half your money back in free play for $10. So you come early, cash in your free play, play a little bit on the gaming floor, enjoy yourself. And then 4 o'clock, we open the doors. We got a couple of opening acts, so it's almost like an all-day festival. There's food trucks here. We've got a giant pair of angel wings you can get your photo in front of. All kinds of different folks are going to be coming through to do sampling throughout the summer. All of our great beer and wine and spirit partners. And it's just going to be awesome, man. It's going to be an awesome couple of days.
And today, if people want to make a wager, I know we're going to break down the field later. We're going to get your picks later. But how are they able to do it across Western New York, across the internet world?
Sure.
How else can they make a wager today?
So you're going to want to bet, of course, at an OTB branch or an easy bet. Again, westernotb.com/locations for the location near you. You can make your way out to Batavia Downs. If you can't, though, you're very busy. Maybe you're made of sugar. You're going to melt if you go outside in the rain.
That's right.
Get on BataviaBets.com. Now, we all know, because we've heard the commercials, there's other places to make bets online. But I need to stress with folks, understand that when you make a bet with Batavia Bets, you're making a bet with Western OTB. You're making a bet that stays local here in Western New York. You know, we're a public benefit corporation, Brian. We take the money at the end of every quarter and we distribute it to the counties and the municipalities and the cities that own Batavia Downs, in a sense. And this past first quarter, we had our highest distributions of all time, over $2.7 million, going back to the citizens of Erie County, who I know are listening right now, the citizens of Monroe County, the city of Buffalo, the city of Rochester, Genesee, Orleans, Wyoming counties, Niagara County. That money's going back to help lower real property taxes, doing other things that you know, your county wants to do with the money they're getting from Western OTB. But you know, if that money's going elsewhere, it's not coming here. It's going to Kentucky. It's going to wherever these other ADWs are. Make your wager local with OTB. Make your wager at one of our branches. Make your wager on BataviaBets.com. That money staying local, going back to the community that you live in, because we are a public benefit corporation. I can't stress how important that is enough, especially in these days and times where everybody's watching where their government money's going. I want to make sure everyone understands that you're doing yourself a service by making your wager today, because you're gonna bet anyway. Make it with us. Make it so that it stays local.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think people are very cognizant right now, Ryan, of obviously the economics of what's happening with money in the world and where it's funneling to. So if you want to make a wager today and have some fun on it, why not? And also at the same time, support something locally, because sure, that is something that you can at least, you're going to feel better about it at the end of the day. And
right,
I know it's not just today, Ryan. I know a lot of, and you guys have had some tremendous numbers and give back to communities and counties across Western New York in terms of what you do that might help some really, really, really needy areas across the area.
Yeah, I mean, where the money goes back to those counties so they can kind of do with it what they will. But yeah, at the same time, you'll see us do all kinds of sponsorships in the community, as you mentioned, you know, giving the stay and play packages, you know, the free hotel rooms and other tchotchkes that we give out. You know, a rising tide, they say, lifts all ships. And we are very fortunate here at Batavia Downs to be a place where people are coming. We're a very popular place where people want and come and enjoy for their entertainment. And we're looking to give back, not just with the money we give back to the counties, but also with other sponsorships and things that we can do just to help, you know, just raise awareness for people's causes, or just, again, just give back to the community that that we're in. Because we're friends and neighbors. The people that work at these OTB branches, the people that work here at Batavia Downs, you know, we live and work right next to you. We work alongside you. So, yeah, keeping it local and making sure it gets back to the community.
Good stuff. Appreciate hearing all that, for sure. So you can go, again, any Western OTB location today. If you want to find out where is that nearest location, well, westernotb.com/locations. That'll make it easy for you. You can go to batavia bets.com. even if you don't have an account, doesn't take that long. You can set it up real quick if you definitely want to get in a wager for the 12th race today, the big derby. That's going to not be until probably 7 o'clock tonight, right, Ryan?
Yeah, 6:57. They always hold the gate for a couple minutes while they there's always one horse that likes to jump around and doesn't want to go in the gate. So it'll probably go off at 7:02, 7:01, something like that. So you got time. Plenty of time.
Awesome. How about your Bandits last night?
Unbelievable. I got to tell
you. Nice win.
Matt Vink is
up
just
1-0.
He's a brick wall, man. Just, you know, unbelievable goals against average. That, of course, just speaks to the Bandits defense as well. And how about those Amerks? This guy in here is wearing this sweet Amerks jersey.
I saw
that. I took the family out to the Amerks game against Syracuse game two. They won 4-0. Unfortunately, one of the Amherst got bopped in the nose there, and he went down for the count. But the rest of that game was pretty chippy and a lot of fun to watch, kind of almost like the Winnipeg game, Weston, if you watch the end of that. That got pretty chippy as well. But, it's great to see some local sports teams thriving, and I'm definitely making it to this next round. I got to definitely get back out to Rochester to another Amherst game. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Amherst will move on to round two. And
although technically it's round three, because they didn't even play in round one. There's like a whole thing with the AHL
there. Yeah, a little play-in.
Yeah.
So Paul Hamilton's going to come on a little bit after four.
Nice.
And Paul's been covering the Amherst games, so we'll get Paul's take on that and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Big game seven tonight with Colorado and Dallas. So
good.
That is, there's been some really, really good hockey. It is one where I am just thirsting. This morning when I was at Clover Bank Country Club doing our show for Tita Green, somebody said, like, are you happy? Are you like, good to the Sabres are over? I said, I'm good with the Sabres being over for games that didn't matter.
Right.
Like, I was done with those. I was done with the last few months of those games where they didn't matter.
Right.
And to me, the intriguing point of the season was, oh, well, we have Josh Norris, a new toy. Well, then he got hurt. And I was like, well, there's not many more storylines left for a team that was eliminated for a long time,
right,
in my opinion. I know mathematically they weren't eliminated for a while, but they were essentially done. They were in the basement for a long time. I would 100% right now, I would walk back to KeyBank Center from Batavia Downs right now if you said, Ryan, you're on the air tonight for game one of a playoff series, or game seven of a playoff series.
Oh, 100%.
That would be incredible. And to think about, you know, the community coming together to rally about their team. Whenever the Sabres get back,
right,
who knows?
It's been
14 seasons now.
Brian, I hate to tell you this. I think the Sabres have had a drought ever since we started doing the Kentucky Derby shows, because I don't think we've ever had to deal with, oh my gosh, Brian can't come out because he's got to be downtown for a game. I don't think we've ever had that happen. Never.
It's been at least 14 seasons since.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Well, we're not stopping the Derby shows here at Batavia Downs anytime soon, so Sabres got to get their act together. We can't be the Jinx. We're not the Jinx.
That's right. Yeah, it's not like, oh, Ryan, they scheduled game four of a playoff series on Saturday at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
I know.
Ugh.
Well, someday. So maybe, you know, it'll be a good problem to figure out if there's ever a conflict.
Right. You'll see me down. I'll have a derby mobile down there. You can make your bet at the party in the plaza that day.
Yeah.
We'll have it all work together somehow.
All right. maybe that's a future problem for us to have.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
We'll have you back in an hour at 3:30, and we'll run through what is now 19 horses, right? Because
19,
a 21st
yes.
has come in to scratch, so is that 19 total?
Yeah, the 4 and the 10 are out, and yeah. the 21 is in.
You okay.
Yes.
Beza, the 21st horse.
Yes, yeah. Interesting. Right. I got that little something about Beza when we get to it. It'll be great.
I'm excited for your that's my favorite segment of the entire 3 hours here. Sorry, Sal. Sorry, Paul. I love when we go through horse by horse and you give us that, you know, the little news and notes and cool nuggets on each of these horses. So 3:30, everybody get ready. If you want to know a little bit about each of the horses and Ryan's interesting, cool little facts.
All right.
We'll be ready for that at 3:30. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right. BataviaBets.com or come on in here to Batavia Downs or, again, your Western OTB locations. If you want to know where the nearest location is, it's WesternOTB.com/locations. Okay, when we come back here, a couple of thoughts on the NHL playoffs when we return here. And, yes, the Sabres, too. And then, as I said, Sal at 3 o'clock on the Bills draft and also a preview of tomorrow Micah Hyde's charity softball game. Paul at 4, Ryan in between at 3:30 on the horse rundown. And we got a lot to get to here. We're with you till 5 o'clock. Joe Calley's back in our Amherst studios. Appreciate Joe's work this afternoon here. Brian Colesiel here at Batavia Downs. Emily and our PR team is here handing out sweet stuff. So come on into the Park Place room. Spin the wheel. Do we still have the wheel going? We still have the wheel going. Okay. We're making some adjustments here. Get some cool WGR swag that we have here to give away so you can come on in and you can razz me while I'm on the air here too if you want as well. That's right. We got a large T-shirt here. First person to come on up. Large T-shirt. Kentucky Derby. Cool logo on it. All right. Time out here from Batavia Downs Gaming. We'll be back with more of our extended Kentucky Derby show 2 to 5 right here on WGR.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That advantage for St. Louis. Morrissey out of the box.
A must kill for the Jets. They got it done. They got to find a way to get one before the end of the period now.
Here's Fox across ice. Score! It is now 5-1. Toropchenko beats Hellebuck. Fourth goal of the period.
Last night, Kenny Albert on the call, and it was St. Louis extending their series to a game 7 with Winnipeg. That series going the distance as another series is in the West right now with the Avalanche and the Stars. That game is tonight from Dallas, 8 o'clock, ABC. And then tomorrow night, another game 7 with St. Louis and Winnipeg. And then Monday, we get into the second round. We'll get Florida and Toronto. Super excited about that matchup. Toronto, to me, with their playoff history and the talent that they have, and you know, obviously the Leafs are a team that we follow closer here, being in Western New York. There's so many just juicy storylines with the Leafs. If you're a talk radio show host in Toronto with the Leafs, there's always something to talk about. But the Leafs tried to get below that 3-0 lead, and Ottawa almost got it to a game 7, but Toronto pulled it out when Ottawa scored late in the third the other night to tie it up. And I was like, oh my goodness, if this goes to OT and Ottawa wins and it goes back to Toronto for a game 7, like, look out. You'll be able to cut the tension here with a knife in that building. But credit Toronto, they're able to get that through. And now a matchup with the defending champion with Florida. On paper, there's so many good matchups here. Carolina and Washington in the next round looks great. You know, we obviously got to find out here who's going to win this Winnipeg-St. Louis series. So there's a lot of good intrigue there. And who might, you know, ultimately end up coming out of this Colorado-Dallas series, which is also has been phenomenal going to Game 7 tomorrow. But this next round, I think Florida-Toronto might be my favorite matchup upcoming, regardless of who ends up winning in these West series, because you've got so many good storylines, as I mentioned, with the Leafs, and then, of course, Florida, the defending champions, who were kind of up and down throughout the course of the regular season, even at the end of the regular season where they had to deal with some injuries and, you know, obviously one of their key players in Matthew Tkachuk being out, like that was a key loss for them. But now he's back, and they looked a lot like the team last year that won the Stanley Cup. The way that they handled Tampa, I thought literally that was a coin flip series, and Florida, they got to, what was it, game 4, I think, was the one where Tampa was up late, and then Florida scored two quick ones to suddenly flip. I think it was a 2-1 Tampa lead later that flipped to a 3-2 Florida lead that eventually 5-2. They put in a couple of empty net goals. It was super, super close. So I think when you look at that series, like, I think Florida on paper, you'd think overall would be the favorite against Toronto, but the Leafs this year have been outstanding. I really like Toronto's chances because of what I saw from Stolarz and Net. The game that he played in Buffalo, which was the Sabres' 81st game, their second last game of the regular season when he shut out Buffalo, I was super impressed with what I saw. And I remember talking to Paul Hamilton on the postgame about it, saying after, like, look, if they can get goaltending from Stolarz like he did in that game against Buffalo, or he finished the regular season just lights out, the hottest goaltender in the NHL, thinking, hey, maybe Toronto does have a chance. This playoff format, the fact that they've got to stay within the division, now they get Florida. That's a tall task. Obviously, right now, the fact that, you know, throw out, to me, home ice advantage, throw out the fact that Toronto finished in first place ahead of Florida. Like, you're playing the defending champs here. That is going to be a tough task to get them to go out. Florida is gritty. They can play nasty. They can play dirty. And they obviously now, you know, with two long seasons in a row of getting to the finals and then last year, of course, winning it in that Game 7 over Edmonton, they're as experienced as any team would be. So I'm really, really excited to see what that series does. Can Toronto's goal scoring? I know, you know, Joe and Derek were talking about Mitch Marner being a future Sabre possibly. You know, that speculation to me is fun to talk about. Kevin Adams has not added to the top six, really, other than via trade. We know, you know, Josh Norris, knock on wood, is healthy. He'll be in the top six. But beyond that, you know, you have to go back to Eichel's trade, which landed Alex Tuch. Now, you traded away an elite player and got, obviously, you know, multiple things in return, which included Alex Tuch, who, by the way, had an amazing season. And Kevin Adams' priority in terms of contracts for the current players, I'd put Tuch at the top of the list, get him re-signed. He says he wants players that want to be in Buffalo. Well, I don't know what more you could ask for from what Alex Tuch would want to be. He wants to be a leader on this team. He, you know, I think, you know, we know Dahlin ended up being named the captain. I think I would have been totally fine with Alex Tuch being the captain of this team as well. He's, you know, we know the Syracuse connection growing up here, rooting for the Sabres. He's familiar with the team of the franchise, followed them all throughout his, you know, time as being a youngster and playing hockey all throughout his youth career. Now he's here and he wants to be a part of the success of it, maybe getting turned around. So I would make it a priority to sign Tuch. You know, what are you going to have to pay him? Well, I mean, he did have, what, 35, 36 goals this year? Like, you're going to have to give him a healthy number here. Probably, I don't know, $7 or $8 million because the cap's going up. There's more space for things like that. You as a, because he's on your team, you can give him the extra year, $8 million. I mean, that obviously pushes him out well into his mid-30s there. I don't know what you want to do with the length, but I think Tuck's going to be open to wanting to stay. I think Adams should make that a priority here in the offseason. Check one more box. There's never a night where I was sat here on postgame and said we had to question Alex Tuch's effort or heart or tenacity during the course of the game. The fact to me also that he has such value, that was part of what we heard about, you know, why is Josh Norris so valuable in this trade? Well, they said he can play in all facets, 5-on-5, shorthanded, power play. Tuch, to me, is the epitome of that. He can play in all facets of this game. He was so good this year, shorthanded, not only with contributing with goals, but just even defending, breaking up plays. We know he set the new record for block shots by a forward. So, you know, Tuch to me, that's got to be a priority for Kevin Adams here coming into the offseason. We're still under the assumption that Kevin Adams will be the one making these decisions. We know ultimately the end of last week when they held their season-ending press conference, Kevin Adams, you know, said, you know, I'm expecting to be the GM. Lindy Ruffback as head coach. I think Lindy Ruffback as head coach is a slam dunk. I know there were some fans this week that said, ooh, Mike Sullivan's sitting out there after Pittsburgh let him go. The Rangers, I think, smartly scooped him up right away. I think he's an excellent coach. I think New York got a good hire in that. If the Sabres were looking for a coach, I think that could have been a guy that you'd love to jump on right away. But I don't think we'll get any surprises with Lindy. Kevin Adams, we keep hearing these reports here and there from some of the national reporters that cover the league that say, you know, could there be a change in title for Adams at some point here when he meets with Terry Pegula? We'll have more on, you know, maybe what that might look like when Paul Hamilton joins me at 4 o'clock. If you remember from the last time the Sabres made a GM change previously with Jason Bottrell, it kind of was left at the end of the season, yep, Bottrell's the GM. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks later, Terry Pegula changed his mind and Jason Bottrell was out. Now, you know, I know there's obviously all reasons that people have heard of why. Well, because did he want more decision-making power and Terry Pegula didn't want to give it? Did he want to hire more scouts, more assistants, more whatever? And Pegula said no to that. I mean, then you remember it was that day, not only did they fire Bottrell, but remember that was kind of a dark day in team history where they let go a lot of scouts, a lot of staff from their minor league departments and other things along those lines. And eventually Kevin Adams was hired and with a skeleton staff, and they thought they could do a lot of video scouting. And ultimately the Sabres have added more personnel to that area of their hockey department, but it's still not necessarily at the top of the league. That is going to be something that too, you know, by keeping Adams, probably if he stays in the same role, there's not going to be much in terms of maybe a push from him to go to ownership and say, hey, we need more, we need more. And that ultimately maybe is the conflict of interest right now. Just, you know, Terry Pegula maybe doesn't want to add more of those things. And if Kevin Adams is the GM, maybe he's not going to ask for more. You go and hire a GM from outside, that person may want more. Or he might ultimately want to have the final say, where maybe Adams and Pegula feel like they've got a strong relationship working together, that there's more of a back and forth between those two. And, you know, ultimately fans might say, hey, this is maybe ultimately the biggest reason why we're sitting here talking about 14 seasons without the playoffs is that they think the owner maybe is too involved in the hockey side of things. You know, I know Paul's take is you don't need a president of operations. If the GM is your smartest hockey guy, well, then he gets the final say. He makes the call. You know, you hear Kevin Adams say daily, almost to defend the owner, to say, look, I speak with Terry Pegula every day. I speak with Terry Pegula every day. Well, that may make Terry Pegula look good, the fact that he is invested, that he is involved. But at the same time, fans might say, yeah, that's your problem right there. You're letting him be involved every single day. So, you know, that's obviously kind of the chicken or the egg sort of thing. Like, yeah, you don't want a distant owner. You don't want an owner that doesn't feel like he has the pulse of what fans are feeling or what the pulse of the franchise is. But because we truly haven't heard from him talk about his own team, Terry, that is, Perry Pegula, that is, in a public setting in a long, long time, we really truly don't know what ultimately the owner is thinking. And, you know, again, I would say myself, if I'm advising Terry Pegula, I would say, look, if you want to make it seem as though fans want to know that you have your wits and your head in the right place with where this organization is at, I would encourage you to publicly go ahead and make that public and let fans know, look, at this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm thinking, this is I feel your pain here with the 14 years in a row. To just make a statement here and there, to me, I don't think it's as valuable. They obviously do. I think that there's better ways to go about it. But clearly, you know, he speaks a little on the Bills here and there, but really has not spoken publicly for years on the Sabres. And I think there's a value in it. You know, there's some of you listening right now that might say, I don't need to hear from the owner. I just need this team to win, which I think is also a fair statement to make. But because they haven't won, and there's always questions about, well, is ownership in – is he doing what it takes as the owner to make this – organization have the best chance to win in the biggest capacity? Well, you kind of want to know what he's thinking, what he's up to. And, well, we obviously haven't, you know, you haven't had the chance to obviously go down that line in terms of having that conversation, having that interview, having that opportunity to hear him talk at all in any capacity, which is another weird layer to this organization that you're quite not always sure where they're at. And here we are, under the assumption that Kevin Adams is going to be the GM, despite reports here and there, which is, again, who could come out and stop that immediately? Terry Pegula could come out immediately and just say, Kevin Adams is the GM. He will be the GM going into next year, and all these rumors are false. That's all he has to do. But there hasn't been anything of that, so it leads to speculation, which is why here we are talking about the fact that are we ultimately sure that Kevin Adams will be the one labeled general manager starting next season. To me, the fact that you allowed him to make trades, including a big one with Dylan Cousins and, you know, Josh Norris involved, the fact that you allowed him to do two more contract negotiations with Jordan Greenway getting extended, Jason Zucker extended, like, it would indicate to me that if you were going to get rid of him or reassign him or not think that he's the best man for the job, then you wouldn't have let him make all those decisions. But who knows? We know it may change. Anyway, tonight, though, we got some Game 7s. You heard that highlight there with Winnipeg and St. Louis. The home team has won every game in that Blues-Jets series. It heads back to Winnipeg for a Game 7 with that series tied up at 3. Again, that's tomorrow night at 7. Tonight's Game 7, Colorado and Dallas. We'll go more in depth with how all these series in the first rounds and look ahead to the second round coming up with Paul Hamilton at 4. Sal Capaccio coming up soon here at 3 on the Bills draft, and also a preview of tomorrow, Micah Hyde's charity softball game, which is at Salem Field. I'm Brian Colziel here in Batavia at Batavia Downs Gaming, part of the Kentucky Derby party. BataviaBets.com to make your wager. You can visit any Western OTB location. again, WesternOTB.com/locations if you want to check it out. Come see Emily and the WGR PR team here. You'd spin the wheel, win a prize, get some great swag. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs is going to join us throughout the show. Again, 3:30, he'll run through the field as we'll go through horse by horse to let you know some cool news and nuggets from each one of these. Okay, timeout here from Kentucky Derby Party at Batavia Downs here in the Park Place Room. We'll be back with more in a moment right after this on WGR. All right, horse race fans, do you know this song? It's a little slow, a little sway back and forth. You'll hear it a few minutes before they race this afternoon, or this later this afternoon. My old Kentucky home. Yes. Do you know the lyrics? I'll sing along because I'll put the lyrics on the bottom of the screen, but I'll admit I don't know all the lyrics. I know the tune. I know the song. I know they play it there. So, you know, you've got that. Each race of the Triple Crowns, they've got a song. You got New York, New York for the Belmont. What is it for the Preakness, Ryan? All right, Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs here. He's sitting here with me. He's going to look that up. We got a drink for each one. The Mint Julep for the Derby, Black Eyed Susan for the Preakness, and the Belmont Breeze. Yeah, so you have your drink, you have your associated song. We'll see if we can get the song for the Preakness. But with that, you know, you always have cool horse names too here. So for Joe, for you and I being in the broadcasting industry, there obviously are two horses that we should be pulling for today, Joe.
Journalism is one.
Journalism is one, and it's the favorite. It's 3-1. That's the 8 horse. The other one, I think you can stretch this and say publisher. That also is kind of a communications marketing term, right? Publisher, I guess. You know,
yeah.
You could go with that as well as another one. Now, if you are a fan of Mariano Rivera, you might go with Sandman, right? Enter Sandman. That was his song. He's the 17 horse. Paul Hamilton's college number was 17. He always bets everything 17. I tell him, like, Paul, 17. And then he was all excited when Josh Allen took 17 because he was like, oh, the great historic athletes of time. Josh Allen and, you know, Paul Hamilton at Iowa State when he was a hockey player, 17, you know. How many people would have both of those jerseys? Paul Hamilton, the Iowa State jersey from the 70s of Paul's 17 from the Cyclones and Josh Allen's Bills jersey, right? So, I don't know. What are some other good ones? If you're a racing fan, you might like Horse 6 today. Admire Daytona. If you like NASCAR, Daytona 500, obviously. Let's see. Chunk of Gold. That's the 19 horse. The name for the 14 horse, Tiztastic. Very, very. That's one of the best names of this one, for sure. And who knows? Maybe if you live in the Mohawk Valley here in New York State, not too far from Batavia here, Flying Mohawk, that's the 11 horse. So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go about it. You can, you know, literally throw a dart at some of these, and sometimes you win, which is fun. But if you want to bet solely on names, yes, I think, Joe, journalism is the one that you and I should go with, if based upon our job here today. If you're very patriotic, you want to go with Horse 5, American Promise. That's a good one, too. So anyway, there's my name analysis, which is worth nothing. Ryan has an hour. We'll give you real analysis on these horses coming up at 3:30. Okay, timeout here from Batavia Downs. When we come back, hour number two, we're going to be here till 5 o'clock. Sal Capaccio coming up next. Bill's draft and the Micah Hyde charity softball game preview. And then Ryan at 3:30 with the horse-by-horse rundown. Paul Hamilton at 4 on the Amerks, the NHL playoffs. Then Ryan back at 4:30 with his pick. So we got a lot to get to here. Looking forward to being with you throughout the afternoon. Joe's going to give you my old Kentucky home here, heading to break. Hour 2 from Batavia Downs coming up right after this on WGR.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.